It's Monday, March 15th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of 70 Hindus carrying weapons attacked a group of Christians who were praying at a believer's home in India this week, burning Bibles and vandalizing furniture, reports the Christian Post. 6 Christians sustained serious injuries. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Last Monday, March 8th, President Biden not only forgot Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's name at a White House event, but he also forgot the name of the Pentagon. He called the Pentagon chief, quote, "the guy who runs that outfit over there," end quote, reports Fox News. Biden was announcing the nomination of 2 female generals. Listen.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about.
Fox News host Sean Hannity was aghast.
The general that runs that thing over there, the Pentagon. I think we know why Joe Biden has not conducted a single press conference, nor has he given us a date for a State of the Union address. He's clearly not capable. The foreign press is now saying it openly that he looks weak and frail and is struggling cognitively. And now it's pretty much every day, and every day it seems to get worse.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing growing calls to resign as more accusers come forward, reports ABC 7 News. 7 women have accused the governor of some form of sexual harassment or inappropriate touching. Former State House reporter Jessica Bakeman wrote in a New York Magazine story that Cuomo touched her inappropriately while posing for a photograph. She believes it was intended to make her feel uncomfortable. Cuomo vehemently denies the claims, saying in a Friday teleconference, quote, "I did not do what is alleged, period," end quote. However, 16 out of 19 House Democrats in New York's delegation are calling for him to step down. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York called on Governor Cuomo to resign. Listen to Schumer.
"The allegations of these women are very, very troubling. They all must be looked into. I've always strongly been against sexual harassment. It cannot be tolerated."
Plus, Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for Cuomo to resign as well.
"The governor should do the right thing and recognize that he just can't do the job any longer. He's lost the faith of his fellow leaders around the state, and I think he's increasingly losing the faith of the people."
And finally, evangelist Luis Palau died last Thursday morning at age 86 in his home in Portland, Oregon, following a battle with stage 4 lung cancer. A native of Argentina, Palau was known for his large outdoor revival gatherings. His work took him to 500 events in 80 nations, and his campaigns allowed him to present a clear case for Christianity to an audience of more than 1 billion people through television, radio, print, and live events. 10 million copies of his most popular booklet, What is a Real Christian, have been distributed. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.